In Venezuela, the streets of the capital, Caracas, were mostly quiet today, but there were signs of opposition leaders beginning to reemerge, and the U.S. warned that the situation is still unstable. The Bush administration has made no secret of its dislike for Hugo Chavez, the president who was ousted last Friday but was back in power by Sunday. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the lack of enthusiasm for Venezuela's democratically elected leader fits neatly into a time-honored pattern for the U.S. and Latin America.
The reverse coup in Venezuela was not as in the old days. The Wall Street Journal said today the U.S. got caught winking at a failed coup. In the old days, the colossus of the North didn't wink, but glared at hemisphere regimes deemed inimical to American ideological and business interests. Thus, in 1953, a CIA-organized coup ousted Jacobo Arbenz, the elected president of Guatemala, who had nationalized the United Fruit Company. In 1965, American troops landed in the Dominican Republic to block the return of reformist Juan Bosch. In 1973, Chile's Salvador Allende, who had nationalized Anaconda Copper Holdings, died during a military coup. He had been the target of a CIA destabilization campaign. In the 1980s, the United States supported a contra-insurrection against the Sandinista regime in Nicaragua, a regime that had been endorsed by election in 1984. All these leaders were democratically elected, but not acceptable to American presidents who prized democracy but prized conformity more. Once the Cold War was over, it was no longer a matter of supporting moderately repressive anti-communist dictatorships, in the words of Reagan Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick. But one could understand why the Bush administration would have little regard for populist Hugo Chavez, who befriended not only Fidel Castro, but Saddam Hussein. Did the Bush administration have any role in the coup to unseat him? Absolutely not, says White House spokesman Ari Fleischer. True, there was advance administration contact with the civilian and military coup planners through Assistant Secretary of State Otto Reich, a Cuban exile, and Pentagon official Rogelio Pardo Mara, who once ran the Nicaraguan Contra office in Washington. True, the administration advised Congress on Friday that Chavez had resigned, which he hadn't. True, the administration made clear in many ways that it would be happy to see Chavez gone, but actually cooperate in ousting him? As the Wall Street Journal says, the administration got caught winking. This is Daniel Shore.